'Tis the time of Mother's Day, and here on the program, we are focusing a bit on the subject. Of course, every day is Mother's Day. If you're the child of a mom you love, or if you're a mom, you think about it that way. But there's a very interesting new project called Still Here Thinking of You, A Second Chance with Our Mothers. It's a series of four memoirs written by four women, Vicky Adesso, Susan Hodora, Joan Potter, and Lori Topple. The book is getting a lot of acclaim because it really gives these women, many of whom are using writing as an opportunity to connect again with their moms, even though three out of the four moms have already passed. It's a very interesting look into what makes that relationship special and what makes it challenging. So joining me on the line are two of the four. I've got Lori and I've got Susan. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. So tell me, first of all, either one can take this one. You guys got into this creative writing and therapeutic writing, and then it developed into the book. How did this all happen?
Okay, well, it happened in a writing group that we formed in 2006. The three of us had been students in Joan Potter's memoir class back in the 90s. And then we stayed in touch. And then we decided to form a writing group among ourselves. And within a few months, we were all writing about our mothers. Now, the writing group that we formed involved, we were all writing our own work. Laurie was writing fiction. I think Vicky was working on some fiction. Joan and I were writing nonfiction, but we weren't writing anything together. And then shortly, we found that we were all writing about our mothers, kind of coincidentally and unexpectedly. And at that point, we decided to make this a project.
Right, and it's turned into this book. Lori, let me start with you. And was this the kind of thing that was took an unexpected turn when you started writing, recalling moments from your childhood, learning more about your mother's background, which might tell us more about why she turned out to be the person she was? Was this a surprising, interesting sort of adventure for you?
Yes, without a doubt. It was a difficult one, too. I did not want to write about my mother when I came into the writers group. I resisted. But I was bringing in some short stories, and the other writers noted that there were hints in different characters that sounded like a lonely woman or a bitter woman, and I realized my mother was creeping into my fiction as well. That's not that unusual.
Right.
And I decided, after being inspired by Joan and Vicky and Susan, Susan was one of the last to also join in, I think, writing about her mother, that it would be kind of fascinating for me to remember the more joyful years, because the last 10 years of my mother's life were so difficult and were so challenging for me. And once I started to do that, it was refreshing, and it was also, I realized, so critical to respect the fact that she had grown into who I knew at the end. And I had to give myself the freedom, and certainly I had to explore her past in another way. And it wasn't difficult once I started to do that.
It's interesting. Your mom, I believe, is the one from England, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And she, of course, grew up here and developed a family here. And the little things that we remember, all of us remember, about growing up are sometimes funny to others, maybe they're a little more disturbing to us, or vice versa. I think that's what I've learned from reading these four memoirs, that there are a lot of things that happened, some of them very innocent things that the moms thought they were doing, and they might have affected you. I think that happens to all of us.
Yes, that is without a doubt true. And I think that once we start assembling all these memories, we realize some are not that important, yet when you put them in the context of a scene, it becomes, as you say, either comical or striking in some way.
Susan, may I get you to just share with me as well on your part of the memoir in the book called Still Here Thinking of You, the journey that you took. Correct me, is your mom still with us?
Yes, my mother is still alive. She's the only one of the four of us.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about when you started this and when you finished it. What changed from beginning to end?
Well, also for me, a lot changed. I started this, well, when we all got together, as Laurie said, I didn't think I had any memories of my mother. I had written a lot about my father, who was a much more of a domineering personality. And I thought, well, my mother was sort of absent, so I didn't have anything to write. But at the time that we started, my father was declining into Alzheimer's disease. So my mother was taking care of him, and I was on the phone with her a lot more than I ever had been in the past. And she was also becoming a lot less absent in the sense of she had a lot of strengths that were emerging. So that was the backdrop for me to begin writing about her. And so I did go back and I wrote some of the memories from the early years that were not so satisfying, and I think I at that point wished I had a different mother. But by the end, our relationship had changed by the nature of our family's development, and my father passed away and my mother and I became closer. And so that became part of the fabric of my story in this book.
Right. Laurie, it's difficult, isn't it, when people grow older and medical issues occur and, well, let's face it, people get a little bit cranky. And I felt a lot of kinship with you because I've had relatives who have gotten to that point where they're very unpredictable. And your mom was like that. And yet in life she was a very controlled, cultured, everything sort of revolved around her. She was almost a regal kind of character. And I get the sense that you really felt for her at the end, as difficult as she made it for some of you around her.
Yes, and I think when I was thinking of my narrative in my section, I really saw her as two different people. That when she was going through the divorce, and that divorce was brutal. It took a very long time, and they were not kind to each other, my parents. She was so greatly altered and had lost, and just her dignity or what she believed made her feel proud and beautiful, whatever strings that she had that she was holding on to for those aspects of herself were just being cut away, and it was sad for me to feel that more when I was going back with the writing. At the time when I was dealing with it, I was just angry, or just I felt it was unfair, or she was just cruel. But of course, once I had the distance to write about it and to see it without all the rippling effects of all the emotions, I saw it really was very sad.
Right. Right. I'm talking here with two of the four writers who share their experiences in memoirs, memories of their mothers, in a book called Still Here Thinking of You. I'm talking again with Susan and Laurie, Susan Hadara and Laurie Topol. And ladies, we have the benefit here in the 21st century of understanding much more about how families and relationships mold and shape children. But in the earlier generation, most of the moms here were born in the teens and 20s. In that generation, man, they didn't have any kind of opportunity to consult with others, read books about this, learn about themselves. They really had to get going and have a family and raise children or do whatever it was they had to do. So Susan and Laurie, do you think we have learned a lot? And because we have, looking back, we are more sympathetic overall?
I think, this is Susan, and I think one point in addition to that is that women's roles were a lot more limited at the time that our mothers were wives and young mothers. In particular, my mother, I write how she really, her role was to serve my father. I mean, she didn't mind that. She was happy to do that. But it was cooking and cleaning and maintaining the house. She didn't work at that point. And raising us. So I think that priority also affected us and her as a parent. And we maybe weren't her priorities in the same way that our generation of parents make their children major priorities.
Yeah, no, it does make a difference when time sort of flies by and we get a chance to look back and reflect on it based on what we know today. Let me ask you about the healing property here, or at least the issue that writing does bring out maybe some pain, but also some salve to heal the pain. I know that sounds like a cliche, and it is, but how did this all affect you guys? Just speak for the two of you, of course. How did it affect you ultimately now that this thing is out there and people are reading it, and you're probably hearing from a lot of moms and kids as well? What's happened to you each?
Well, this is Lori. I write about this in the book. I did find a place of peace after writing the book, and that was something that I didn't necessarily set out to find, but having travels and time backwards, having weeded through all these memories, because so many did come up, and I was influenced by the other women as to what I could put in the book, since it was a collaboration. I chose those memories that I just felt gave a balance to her, mm-hmm. and I think having recaptured who she was brought me such happiness again. It was as if I was revisiting my childhood when she was such a nurturing mother, and she had it together, and she was majestic, and she had so much excitement about everything.
So much life. Susan, do you want to comment as well on that?
Yeah, I'm thinking of one line that I wrote in my book, in my section, which was kind of the key, the crux of the transformation that happened by my writing about my mother, which was almost the words almost changed. So what I might have considered neglectful in the past became tolerant. And what I might have considered an absence became a way of giving me independence. And I think I was able to see it from almost like shifting the filter. And that really was very, very, very different for me. And I think I got at that through the writing. And again, I didn't set out to, I didn't set out to do this as therapy. I think we brought these pieces where we all write memoir, and we brought the pieces to share as our works in progress, and we, in the group, got feedback about the writing and about the experiences we were sharing. But in the end, there is so much of a transformation involved, I think, for all of us.
So finally, it for our listeners who are going to read this, and many will, as an exercise, one does not have to be published with an editor and a glossy cover, but as an exercise, do you recommend that people look into doing a little bit of this on their own as a great, great way to find out more, realize what's really happening deep down, and hopefully maybe doing it before mom passes, before they're gone?
Well, I'll take that one from the idea of before mom passes, because I think that there is, in the other three writers in our writing group, maybe a bit of regret that they couldn't ask their mother questions or share the changed perspectives that they found. But I think it's a wonderful thing to do. And I think, you know, without worrying about, oh, I don't know how to write, or I don't have any memories. People say that all the time. I don't remember it much. But I think if you just start with one of those things that if you look in your mind, you'll find something, whether it's a certain snapshot. You can even use a photograph as a place to start. And just write down what you see in your mind, or even what you see in that photograph that you found of your mother from a long time ago. And I think it's just a really satisfying thing to do. You know, I can't promise that there'd be any major changes, but it certainly would inspire, I think, other memories.
And Lori, any comment on that same perspective and that same question?
Yeah, well, I think that if you're a thoughtful person, regardless of whether you have a, you know, relationship with your mother that you can celebrate and that has so many wonderful moments, or you have a difficult one that haunts you, it can only tell you more about yourself.
And that is never a bad thing, because we all carry a bit of our mothers with us. And to bring that out and to look at it in a different light, it's something. It's something to move ahead with.
No question. And for those who want to read what these four, and I've been talking with two, have done and maybe spark some interest in other groups, reading groups, we'll talk about this. It's called Still Here Thinking of You, A Second Chance with Our Mothers. These are four memoirs written by four very intuitive and very smart and very lovely ladies, all coming from slightly different aspects. Vicky Adesso, Joan Potter, whom we didn't speak with. We were speaking with Susan Hodara and Lori Topol. Ladies, thank you very much. Great, great times being moms, wives, and whatever, and daughters. And thank you so much for making us think and reflect. We appreciate that.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Absolutely, you bet. All right, we'll be back. This is Jordan, and much more straight ahead.